Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We spoke of a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained how we should receive the haji, the pilgrim who is returning from hajj, and how you should request the haji to make dua for you before he sets foot into his home, because his duas are answered by Allah. So one is the haji making dua for you, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us a dua that you make for the haji. SubhanAllah, it's so beautiful, the life of a mu'min, filled with du'as. Every occasion there's du'a. Haji is making du'a for you, you making du'a for Haji. The life of a believer revolves around du'a, which teaches us the importance of the du'as that we are taught to learn at different stages and at different points during the day. Absolutely important. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, now when you greet the Haji, there are three du'as you are going to make for that person. Number one, Ghafarallahu dambak. May Allah forgive your sins. وَقَبِلَ حَجَّكَ. May Allah accept your hajj. And the third dua, وَأَخْلَفَ نَفَقَتَكَ. May Allah give you back all that you have spent. We know that hajj is not a cheap, commodity these days. It is sometimes people are paying exorbitant prices. Sometimes a person, all his life, it took him 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years saving up for that hajj. And he has used up all that wealth to perform this pilgrimage, and that is why you make dua for that person. أخلف الله نفقتك. Whatever you have spent during this journey, may Allah Ta'ala give it back to you. May Allah grant us the understanding.